And like his Gmail account was like gaculation@gmail.com. And there's one like subject to Peter Thiel. That was fun. See you in 3 weeks. Thanks, Jeffrey. Oh man. And
yeah, boy, he did not adhere to the code at all.
No, no.
Bad form, Jeffrey.
Yeah, poor form, my friend. Pizza, hot dogs, other words like that. One of the emails stated that Trump was the dog that didn't bark, and that, quote, he knows about the girls. And I have seen the thing is that you just live in this world where the Republican reality distortion field is so powerful. I saw like Breitbart News like trotting out the company line of Trump kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago. They were never friends, blah, blah, blah. And it's just sure thing, guys. Sure thing.
One thing that I loved was I saw a lot of this on the MAGA side was they're all like, those emails came out a year ago. This is nothing new. And it's like, that's the best defense you can come up with is, come on, we already knew he was a pedo. Don't try to shock me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I've known that Donald Trump was a pedophile for a year now. What are you talking about? Right. Oh, that makes it better. That makes this good.
Hey, making pedophilia great again, right?
That's what we're here for. Yeah. That is what we're here for.
It's just disgusting. It's just, I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. And, you know, I don't have many memories of it. I know something happened. I don't know who, I don't know when exactly, but, and that's kind of a blessing for me. But yeah, there are other people out there who have these, whose memories they still have. They didn't block these things out. They didn't dissociate. And this is a re-traumatization for them. And this is, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make people uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable with the fact that I'm a childhood sexual abuse survivor, fuck you. Anyway, but these things happen. These things are real. And it just disgusts me to no fucking end that president pedophile. That's what we have. We have president pedophile and, he ran on this platform of, you know, I'm going to release all the Epstein files. QAnon was, oh, Epstein, blah, 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 child trafficking. None of them cared in the end. They didn't care because it was more important to drink the Kool-Aid than, and yes, I know it was actually Flavor-Aid, but,
yeah, that doesn't mean, I don't even worry about that anymore. I've said, heard so many people say Kool-Aid that I'm like, ah.
I do want to make sure people know that I know it was Flavor-Aid.
You got a virtue signal.
I love that we're doing Death Cult Magazine versus Clip NRA bullshit here. No, I know it's Flavor Aid. I'm allowed to talk Jim Jones. Fuck you.
It's just so disgusting. How, like, it's almost like, in a way, QAnon was right when they said that, like, the country's infested with pedophiles because it really does kind of seem like that is the thing, because if you're okay and you're willing to turn the other cheek on a pedophile, I'm not saying that makes you a pedophile, but you're in league with them. You don't turn the cheek on that. If you think your next door neighbor is sexually abusing their child, that is your fucking business. That is your business. You do get involved in that. If you think your next door neighbor is beating his wife, that is your business. You do get involved. You don't turn a blind eye to that. And a lot of people are doing that. And that disgusts me and repulses me. And I really, truly feel bad for sexual abuse survivors who have memories and are able to remember their abuse, because this has been a really, really rough time for a lot of people. And it's disgusting. It is disgusting. I just wanted to add that in. It's gross.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know where you're coming from, but I understand what you're saying. But like one thing that got me was I saw this clip from Steve Bannon where he was basically like, look, it's too late to, you know, it's too late to change horses. We're already midstream. So just, you know, he might be a pedo, but at least he's not a Democrat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was, something I've mentioned to other people about this as well, is that you have these people, that will just, that now are, like Alex Jones has completely destroyed his previous career, having become this massive supporter of Donald Trump. And back in the day, Alex would be on his show talking about how the left and the right are the same. I'm above the left-right paradigm. I'm fighting for truth and justice and freedom and integrity. And my faith is in God and the Constitution, and I only care about those principles. And he would support some people who had no shot to win, like Ron Paul and blah, blah, blah. And when you'd get into Bill Clinton versus the Republicans, it would be two sides of the same evil coin. And Obama would be is Satan, but it doesn't really matter because he's just continuing the work of George W. Bush, who did 9/11. Basically, the Republicans and the Democrats were equally bad. They were all monsters. They were the Uniparty being controlled by the Illuminati to do all these things. And now you smash cut to this Trump shit, and Alex is on the radio talking about, he's like, look, man, I know the Epstein stuff is bad, but Trump's done a lot of good things, and Kamala Harris drinks the blood of small children, and all the Democrats rape children 24/7, 365. So we got to stick with our boy here. He might be a pedo, but he's like a mild pedo. The Democrats are much worse.
He's our pedo.
Right, he's our pedo. He's our pedophile. We got to back him. We got to back our boy.
And it's really, like, you know, I had listened to – I had kind of gotten into Alex, like, maybe – like 2003, 2004, maybe a little bit earlier than that. And, you know, they mentioned this on a Knowledge Fight. There was a freaking InfoWars skateboard. There was a time when even if you were a leftist, InfoWars was fucking cool because Alex was speaking up for the downtrodden. He was speaking up. There was a time when Alex was cool. And he completely sold him. His worst decision, other than Sandy Hook, was backing Trump. And you saw, I mean, yeah, the Sandy Hook stuff kind of started at the beginning of the end. But him backing Trump only meant that he backed himself into a corner that he can't get out of. And it'll just continue. And he'll never ever be able to recover who he was. And a lot of that is because of him backing Trump. He FEMA camps are okay now. Taking guns away from people are okay now. You know, so which means he never believed any of that shit in the first place. So yeah. Yeah. Good job, Alex. Way to go.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's very, and this is the thing. Was it this thing that's really weird to me? And I mean, I do kind of hate doing like grifter grading and stuff like that because it's really kind of bad to be like, hey, this guy knows what's going on. But it's very funny in a way that Nick Fuentes is so aggressively anti-Trump now because he's the only idiot who sees that there's a 3-year shelf life to this whole MAGA thing at maximum. And he's already trying to position himself as the guy to be the bridge into the future of extremism for the right and their ideology. And he's trying to be, to me, it feels like he wants to be the Ralph Nader of 2028. That like he wants to be the guy that makes Republicans kiss the ring, or he's going to try to take, he's going to have his nut, his griper nut, that either runs third party or runs in the Republican primaries or whatever. And he's going to try to make the Republicans kiss the ring, or else he's going to be like, look, man, it's either you kiss my ring or say hello to President Newsom. So those are your options. Cause, right now the Right now, the polling says it's Newsom 49, JD 47, and I'm going to knock that down to 45 if you don't give me what I want, because Nutty McGriper, Nutty McFrog, my third party candidate.
Nutty McGriper.
Yeah, my third party candidate. Yeah, he's gonna siphon off those votes. He's gonna make sure this thing is nice and smooth, and we get Mr. American Psycho California Governor as our new president. So yeah, I just think that you see that coming, and then at the same time, while Nick is doing that kind of shit, so many people are just tying themselves to the anchor that is Donald Trump, that is so obviously going to sink them in the ocean. Because, spoiler alert, this economy isn't going to recover.
it's not.
Things are not going to get better. I mean,
and one of the many things that makes this like cult-like behavior going on with this whole MAGA thing is that the movement's not going to survive Trump. Once he's gone, it's going to splinter. And yeah, I see what you're saying about Nick Fuentes like positioning himself for when that happens, but it seems like everyone else is like, no, he is immortal. You know, skulls for the skull throne. He will never die.
Right. It's insane. It's truly insane. The fact that these people are looking at this 79-year-old senile, poor health, legally not allowed to do another run, all these problems. And they're just like, you know what I want to do? I want to buy hard on this thing that has a 3-year shelf life maximum. I want to get in on this. And it's just, what are you thinking? Like, there's no win here. I went to this convention many years ago, and I had no idea. Basically, the convention started on Thursday. It ended on Sunday. And I had no idea that when I say it ended on Sunday, I meant that, like, they were wrapping up super aggressively on Sunday, and I had no idea. Like, literally, I'm walking up to the ticket booths, and everybody else is cashing out their tickets for credit or whatever to, like, make their final purchases and get the fuck out of there. And I'm walking up, and I'm like, I'll take another $50 in tickets. I'm going to have such a blast of all the events and things that are going on today. And then I check the itinerary, and it's like 11 o'clock, and like the last scheduled thing that's going to go off is like noon. And I'm like, oh, beans! So like now I have to immediately turn those tickets back in. I've just turned $50 into $50 in credit that only spends at this convention, and I've got 2 hours to burn that now, or I lose it, and it's like, fuck! And yet, like, that's what these people are doing. Like, Nick Fuentes is cashing out. All these other people are just running up going, give me another $100 worth of Trump tickets, please. These Trump tickets could never go bad.
I have a special wish for Nick Fuentes. And I know I doubt he's listening, but...
No, big Hellward follower, Nick Fuentes, yeah.
I hope Nick Fuentes gets a really big kidney stone and all of his doctors are Jewish. Deal with that fucker.
Yeah. the emails are very fun. Jeffrey is illiterate. A lot of commentary about Trump, like, being in on it and all that good stuff. And then this parallel universe of bullshit happened. Then this clown, Tim Burchett, basically what Tim does, and Tim knows what he's doing, which is the main thing that Tim is doing is lying, because that's what all these pricks do, is lie. So what Tim does is he goes to the floor of the House and asks for unanimous consent to just, like, force the Epstein thing through without even a vote. Just pass the Epstein disclosure package, bill, whatever. Let's just get this done. And he gets gaveled down because he knows that unanimous consent can only be done with the consent of the leaders of both parties. And he knows he does not have that from the Republicans. and he immediately runs to the press and says, I tried to release the Epstein files and the Democrats blocked it. Those fucking Democrats. And he's absolutely full of shit. He knows that it was the Republican leader who blocked the unanimous consent vote. He knows he's lying, but he doesn't care because he knows his audience has been conditioned to accept whatever Republicans say as the truth. And it's ridiculous. It is, and also, if you cared about this, Tim, why weren't you there with MTG, Boebert, Mace, and Massey signing the discharge petition? Why did you pull this stunt instead of signing the discharge petition so we wouldn't have had to wait for that last Democrat to get sworn in? Why did you delay this process by 7 weeks if that's what you wanted? So, yeah, I mean, just absolutely disgraceful. Just absolutely disgraceful these people pull this shit. Yeah. So that was tons plus the funds. It was great. It was really awesome.
Also ironic that the word consent is part of that.
Yes. Oh, the ultimate zing. The ultimate zing. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Unanimous consent. Hilarious. So yeah, that all happened. This was a day. And we'll see how this all shakes out. As always, this is the nature of politics. As I said earlier, it's continuous. It never goes away. It's always around us. And now we're dealing with the aftermath of, the new information from Epstein being leaked. And we're now getting ready for this vote, this discharge petition vote, which is, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how many Republicans stick to their guns and support the pedo, because that seems like a really stupid idea, but it seems like what these people really want to do. They really want to go down with this ship. So good on Republicans. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of scum. I appreciate them. And yeah. That's going to put a bow on it for the week. Thank you all for listening. If you want to support the show more, do so by giving us a 5-star review on whatever social media platform or podcasting platform you listen to us on. Want to do more than that? Go to patreon.com/pokerpolitics. Send money to me. I would love money. Money is delicious and succulent, and it's good. And it helps me donate to the Illuminati so that I, too, can become a blood-worshipping? Yeah, why not worship blood? Let's go for it. Blood-worshipping Satanist. It'll be great. If you don't want to do that, donate to love146.org. They are fighting human trafficking, and that's a good thing that everyone should be a fan of. Thanks to Frosty and DJ Minimal Effort for the bumps and the music that I accidentally remixed. Thank you all for listening, and never forget that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of President Kennedy.
And drink lots of cranberry juice.
That'll prevent the kidney stones. Kidney stones are very painful. Don't get one.
Yes. Don't ever get